What's up, Southwest, and welcome to our Game Informer. I'm your host, Callista Polarka, and we're here with our Southwest designers in training.
Hi, my name is Haitong.
Hi, my name is Farhad.
Hi, my name is Carl.
Okay, so how do you guys want to start off?
So today we have a guest right here, and Carl, what do you think of mobile game, man?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a console or a PC, it's like the cheapest thing. If you have a phone, you can play mobile games already.
Yeah.
So like it's the best way you can play games.
It is true. It's one of the very best ways, yeah.
I mean, it's like versatile too. You can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
I think, like as kids, like maybe when we got like dragged around for errands with our mom or something, like you're on your phone, you got games to play. So it's convenient.
It's convenience, it's fun, and it's actually fun too. Like in terms of quality wise, fun.
Totally is.
Like I think mobile game really evolved a lot from like, you know, what it is like started out with.
I mean, as technology got better, 100%, I think if we're looking at it as a scale of, like, how much better games have gotten, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. But I do want to point out that I think companies have gotten, like, far more cheap with the games that they make. Like, I don't think they put the same effort that they did in previous mobile games, probably because they don't have to, if you know what
actually,
I mean.
Actually, I will disagree that in terms of, like, okay. In terms of, like, the part where technology get better, I definitely agree, because you see those iPhone, it got significantly better. Like, I don't understand it. It's like every single year they manage to crank out, like, a better and better, you know, processor.
Mm-hmm.
And like in such a tiny little phone,
yeah.
So that's impressive in their own right, right? And then I just want to point out the fact that like titular game such as like Call of Duty Modern Warfare,
that's
like,
a great game.
Like the Warzone, like the whole 130 gigs, all that experience is converting into a mobile experience.
Right.
Like that's insane to me.
Maybe I should rephrase what I was saying. I'm not saying all.
Oh yeah,
games,
not all. Yeah,
but
right,
I'm
yeah.
just saying like back
certain.
Then,
yeah.
Like for example, like they used to have a few Batman like superhero games. Like they used to be so well thought
out.
Yeah,
that is
such a
that
good
is crazy,
story.
Yeah.
And like now, like they don't even put like a quarter of the effort into that, even though we have the technology to make those games so much better.
I feel like with mobile games, it's just a copy of another game.
Yeah,
it is true. There's a lot of repetition on it too. Because
I mean, just real quick, like there's only a few mobile games I can think of that were an original idea, not done anywhere else, and that's just Clash Royale, Clash of Clans. Done on mobile, but they weren't done on like PC or anywhere else. But most games originate on PC or
and they
console,
converted it over. That's not even original though. Yeah, I would agree in terms of like Call of Duty is well a carbon copy of their own. It's not innovation. It's more like transferring the experience from like console and into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what an innovation is? It's League of Legends and
it is generally mobile legend. Yeah. Those
they copied the whole thing.
No, but the copy, but the movement. Okay, as a fan of the League of Legends myself too, I don't understand how they convert such a complicated game like League and transfer to a mobile experience and do it so well, you know? Especially the movement. They're not moving like you tap them out, the thing to move it. You're moving with a joystick.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is ingenious.
I totally agree with that.
Oh, stat-wise, I'm pretty sure like Mobile Legend extremely popular too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in Asia.
In Asia, yeah.
I do want to take you guys back to, like, in my opinion, the start of when mobile games changed, which is when I think Fortnite made and PUBG as well.
Oh,
they made that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I feel like that is the start of the new era of the mobile games that we have today because, honestly, the fact that Fortnite in 2018, sorry, was able to make a game, handle the servers, it wasn't the best graphics, to be honest, but it was pretty good, pretty close to the actual game. And honestly, during that time period, I would say it's pretty impressive what they did. And I think it started the trend.
What happened to Fortnite? What happened? Like, whatever happened to Fortnite Mobile? Like,
oh, I think they had a dispute with Apple over some form of like, it was some form of dispute and they just removed it.
They just removed it straight up.
Yeah.
It was with the payments.
With the payment system.
Something along the lines like that. Yeah.
Apple was, they were advertising like the V-Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling it for less than what Fortnite was selling it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so they cut them short, essentially.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's actually kind of funny because then Fortnite lowered their prices to meet Apple's. And it became like a whole like
controversy.
Yeah.
Oh, publicity.
Stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, well, Fortnite, in my opinion, is... I respect Epic Games, man. Because, like, used to be, I think that, like, they, like, just, like, I didn't like it at first, right? Mm-hmm. But like I like how what they do, like as a model, as a company, keep on innovating, keep on expanding to like mobile. Because I remember it was huge back in like I think 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, around
like every that. Single one, everybody. Like in their phone was on their phone playing everybody. Fortnite.
Yeah. It was a time, like it was a great time for mobile games especially. I mean, unfortunately.
Did you guys play it?
Yeah, I mean, you had to get a locker room key, right? Locker room something key. Like that to get in.
Yeah. Is it like, was it like difficult to play on a phone compared to like playing on like a controller or like a keyboard?
Honestly, with playing with two fingers was hard, definitely. Mm-hmm. But when you got used to the claw, it's called the claw, where you the use claw? Four fingers, that's when it started.
Right.
Dude, yeah, that's what it is. Cause
people got really good, like really, really good at that game. Like
on it's on a market. It's actually, well, because like now that I think of it, like mobile game on its own can compete. No, matter of fact, it's right now they can actually generally start to compete with accessibility of like console and PC.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on its own, it's a market for it.
At the end of the day, I don't think like a professional mobile player could compete with a professional PC player. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying it wouldn't be close, but like, it's getting closer. Like, the scale is getting...
Because I thought it was impossible for like a mobile gamer with a claw can be like competing with like a regular
with Fortnite, yeah.
Yeah, like, but now that I remember now that like they were actually generally like, competing with each other. I'm like, wow, it's
yeah.
That also impressive. Depends on what you're playing with. If it's an iPad, an iPhone.
True too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
because you have more space on an iPad, so you can play with more fingers. Yeah. Six, eight, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So
that's fascinating.
So you would say it's easier?
It's easier on iPad, yeah.
Well, stat-wise, I'm pretty sure, like, well, just go back to, like, in terms of, like, success. Like, the viewership with Mobile Legend, it's, like, I think it's really high. Because it's, like, the peak viewership for, like, a single, like Mobile Legend finals was, like, 2.4 million viewership. I mean, like, concurrent, like, 2.4 million on Twitch.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy to me.
For a mobile game?
For a mobile game.
Absolutely crazy.
That, like, I never thought I was going to take out. In terms of quality, you don't think. It looked,
yeah.
But it did it. It make it. And then you cannot hate now. You can only, like, you know, embrace respect and it. Just respect it. Because, like, Valorant, all that effort, they only peak at, like, 2 million. Mm-hmm. And Mobile Legend did at 2.4 million, being a mobile game.
I mean,
that's just insane to me.
When I hear that, I just think about, like, the, like, obviously the game in itself is important, but the fact that their servers are good enough
to do
stuff like that from a mobile device is it's really crazy. And honestly, like, they deserve the respect because it's tough. Like, that's something that you wouldn't even think is possible a few years ago. So, like, good for them.
Yeah.
Well, a definite benefit of playing mobile, though, is that you're already connected to the internet on your phone. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to play through, like, the same platforms that, like, you have to, like, on Steam or...
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, so it's just,
like, on the PlayStation, you have to buy, like, the PlayStation.
Yeah, that was a hassle for sure, like, buying a pass just to play game on top of... Yeah.
Ridiculous, honestly, to be honest. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But, wow, like, I'm actually excited to see, like, where they can bring it because it's only going to get better.
Obviously, yeah.
It's only going to get better.
And credit to Apple as well because, like, people...
And Samsung, because, like...
Both, you're right.
Yeah.
But both of the companies, they've done well with processing chips.
Constantly innovating, constantly pushing forward.
I mean, not even with Apple or Samsung. There's other companies out there.
Huawei.
Yeah,
he's not wrong.
Also yeah.
Who's creating, like, mobile, like, just for games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I don't know you see the ad. I see with someone, like, actually with an attachment. Like, they need a phone case.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Regular phone case. They brought out a phone case with a fan on it. I know
exactly what you're talking about.
Like, and I mean, it helped, obviously. Yeah, because my phone get overheated. I'm just like, those help. Yeah.
Well, no, they're actually, because mobile gaming is getting so popular, they're actually making game, like, phones to mobile games.
Yeah.
And it has, like, the, like, little joystick
I really want one of those back in like 7, 8 because those I remember like it's time to go
it's cool
it was yeah cool. It's cool because you gotta take into account like the parent wouldn't want like it's kind of like a investment like a purchase a huge purchase to get like a good computer and you know what's it called console
I mean it's a lot of money obviously like you don't want to like for like a young kid like to get their parents
that's a huge
a lot of money.
Yeah
so
yeah All right, so I think we'll end it here. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm Callista.
My name is Haitang.
I'm Farhad.
I'm Carl.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.